Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Catesville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is urging residents to get their flu shots amid rising influenza activity in Michigan and across the U.S. MDHHS highlights that vaccination remains the most effective way to prevent serious illness, especially as a new H3N2 flu strain, known as subclade K, is spreading. Recent data shows only 18% of Michiganders are currently vaccinated, putting many at risk as the holiday season approaches. Last year's flu season resulted in more than 33,000 hospitalizations and 14 pediatric deaths, Michigan's highest since tracking began, demonstrating the severe impact flu can have on families and communities. The MDHHS recommends anyone age 6 months or older receive a flu vaccine and practice additional precautions like proper hygiene and staying home when sick to help limit the spread of the virus. And Michigan State Police is launching its annual Stuff a Blue Goose holiday drive, inviting residents across Michigan to help fill patrol cars with new toys and non-perishable food for families in need. Now in its 16th year, the statewide campaign features more than 30 collection events where MSP patrol vehicles, known as Blue Geese, will serve as drop-off points for donated items. Items gathered at each location will stay in a local community and be distributed through area charities to neighbors in need. The drive began in 2009 at the former White Pigeon Post after troopers saw rising need in their community and expanded a small in-house Blue effort into public donation campaign that filled 10 patrol cars the first year. The tradition has since grown into a signature MSP holiday outreach effort aimed at brightening the season for children and families statewide. In 2024, community generosity helped troopers collect more than 12,000 toys, 4,000 pounds of non-perishable food, and $50,000 in monetary support for families facing hardship. Officials say that strong public participation each year allows the department to make a meaningful difference in the communities it serves. And this Sunday, the Huron County 4-H Council is sponsoring a 4-H Movie Day at 2 p.m. on Sunday, December 7th, 2025 at the Bad Axe Theater featuring Tim Allen in The Santa Claus. The 4-H Council is only covering the admission fee for all currently enrolled and approved 4-H members and their parents. Youth must be currently enrolled in 4-H online and to attend. No exceptions. Pre-registration is required to attend this 4-H event by contacting the MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949 between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, or emailing Varelli7@msu.edu with the names of those who would like to attend. Deadline to pre-register is before 4 p.m. this Friday, December 5th. No registrations will be accepted after 4 p.m. on December 5th, 2025. When we come back after this Oak Beach Auto sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto. They're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has 6 modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on, from Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour wrecker service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, San Francisco officials have filed a high-profile lawsuit against major food and beverage companies over the marketing and health impacts of ultra-processed foods, alleging that industry practices have contributed to rising rates of obesity and diet-related disease and seeking changes in labeling and advertising. And in our international news, Saudi Arabia's cabinet has approved the kingdom's 2026 state budget, which anticipates a fiscal deficit of about 165.4 billion rials, reflecting large planned investments in diversification projects and public services under its long-term development plans. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and this news update is brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today.